The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And who knows what's going to happen during this hour. We have a one-year-old here with us.
We might have a new co-host.
We might have a new co-host here during the show sometime. So final half hour or 20 minutes or so till the end of the muzzleloader contest for 2020. We'll be giving that away here later today. We'll do that sometime after 6:30 as soon as we get all the names from Chris and... there you go. So 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And all you got to do is call in. Chris will take your name and number. You go on the air with me for, you know, a little bit. If you want, just say hi. If you want, just say, hey, I just want to get the muzzleloader contest. And you're in, and you could win a brand-new CVA muzzleloader. And I can't say enough about the folks at CVA. Great people, great company, great firearms, rifles, and muzzleloaders and accessories. They're very responsive and good people, good people. Shoot Straight TV is... Well, I just drew a blank on his name. We went to see him up there at the church banquet, Robin. Remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I can't remember his name.
I'll get his name here in a minute. He's their public guy, and he's the one that goes to the churches and does his little talks about big game hunting and answers questions and so forth. Hey, just heard from my buddy Bill up there in Carroll County. How you doing, Bill? Good to hear from you. So we need to get that deer viewers measured up for bucks, bears, stags, that's for sure. So, yep, he's in the woods. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Bill. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure. I hear a boy on the monitor.
I know. I wish he'd turn his head so I could see what he was doing.
Yep. So let's talk to Brooks. Good morning, Brooks. Hello.
I'm a happy New Year.
You too.
Brooks, thanks for holding on. Sorry about that.
You're welcome.
Well, what's up?
I'm heading over to my mom's. I crossbow hunt, so I'm going to go ahead and take a sip this morning just see if anything comes by that piques my interest.
That piques your interest. What are you looking for in particular?
Well, I mean, I think that I would harvest the right doe. I've never really killed a large buck. I've killed some spikes and some that had some nasty little racks with a point or two, but I'm not really hunting for that. I just really enjoy venison, and my family enjoys venison, and I guess one of the things I like best is that my wife enjoys it, I don't think it would be the same if they didn't, so.
Sure, you know, sure.
It's a big part of our menu these days.
Well, I got that. I understand that. It's a big part of a lot of people's menu these days. People are unsure about their incomes. They can't dine out, so they harvest wild game and learn creative ways to cook it to feed their family. I understand it.
I can say I was at Cabela's yesterday looking for some ammunition, so the 6 or 8 aisles that used to be there full of ammunition is down to a half aisle, so I'm guessing people are, I'm not sure it's all done for hunting, but...
No, there's an ammunition shortage in this country that's unbelievable. There's a, you know, the gun registrations and gun purchasing for the last couple of years has been undeniable, record setting, no question about it.
Yeah.
And you know, if you purchase a firearm, you have to have ammunition to shoot it, whether it's for personal protection or just shooting or for hunting. So, you know, it all goes together, and the ammunition companies can't keep up. So. But I will say this. I will say this. If you head to independent retailers like Clyde Sports Shop and others, they may have that hard-to-find ammunition on their shelves.
I hear you. I was my father passed away a few years ago. He was not much of a hunter, but he did like his guns, and he had a Henry, it's a 17 HMR, and I wanted to maybe get some rounds to try to go shooting with my son this weekend up at the Cecil County Range, and
yeah,
I couldn't find anything like that. But
okay, I got you. But well, you might want to call Clyde's 410-242-6108 and see if they have it.
That sounds like a good plan. I may do that because I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to get out with my son and do something on this long weekend. And
well, yeah, sure. All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alan.
Good luck
folks. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Robin. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have John on the line. Good morning, John. Hello, John.
Goodbye, John.
Did John leave us? I think he did.
I'm here. You got me?
Oh, we got you now, yeah. Gotcha. Hey, John, how are you?
Good. Well, thanks. Happy New Year to you guys. It's great listening.
Thank you. You also.
I am your non-hunting golfer listener. I called in some time ago. And
I got it.
Every Saturday morning on my way to play golf.
Well, aren't you out to shoot the same thing we are, birdies?
Right. It's funny because the deer don't they trust us. They know we can't hit anything, so they come right up to us on the golf course.
Mm-hmm. That's
fun. But it's fun driving out the Laney Valley Road. I always see these guys getting out of their trucks and getting their gear together, jumping into the woods. So
right.
Here they are doing their thing, and here we are doing our thing. But and I always listen to you guys every Saturday morning. So
well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Have a great day.
All right. Take
have
care.
A good one.
We love it. Let's see. Chris is typing. We must have a caller on the line. Oh, we have several on the line.
No, we have John, and then after John, we have Fran.
Okay.
Another John.
Another John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Hey, I had two questions. First of all, in the managed hunt kind of a thing, do they ever go into areas of the city where there are deer and hunt?
No, I can tell you the city of Baltimore would have to control that. Now they do hunt on several city properties. They hunt on I think there is hunting on Pretty Boy, but I'm not sure. There's hunting on Lock Raven and there's hunting on Liberty. So, you know, those areas, but they're not really considered city. They just kind of feed the city.
Yeah.
But you know, the city of Baltimore is a very difficult place to get permission to hunt. Unless you're a bow hunter and you know some people with some private property or a homeowners association or something like that. Now, let's see. Down there on Charles Street, what's the name of the college down there by the hospitals? I don't know. Mm-mm. Might be. I'm drawing a blank. I've drawn a couple blanks this morning. But they do have a controlled hunt on one of the college properties in the city. But
yeah.
just one. Or they did. I don't know if they still do.
I guess this is Baltimore County, but sometimes I go jogging on Woodlawn High School. And
oh, yeah.
There's a herd of 8 deer over there. There were 2 bucks, but I think one of them went out on Security Boulevard and got run over. And I just wonder, you know, does anybody, if you could do bow hunting there, it wouldn't be safe to do anything else.
Right. Right.
But, yeah, my other question is this. I used to live in Pennsylvania as a teenager, and then I moved here to Baltimore, and I haven't
lived
for years.
What part?
Of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I live near Shippensburg.
Okay.
A little town called Walnut Bottom, outside of Shippensburg.
Sure, I grew up in Altoona, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, anyway, yeah, when I lived there, yeah, I had uncles that had farms, and I did hunting and stuff, but I haven't really done that since I moved to Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a daughter who is allergic to beef.
Ah.
I'm kind of looking. Some people gave us venison, and she's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
but we kind of lost our supplier. That's the person is not able to do that anymore. But,
right.
So I'm kind of looking for the easiest way to get from A to B, to try to get some venison.
I mean, if you don't have somebody that's going to give you some and you feel like you can harvest your own, you need to take a hunter safety education course, unless you still have your card from Pennsylvania if you ever took one.
I took one there.
Okay.
I probably have it somewhere.
Well, I mean, you can always sign an affidavit if you took it before 1976, like I did. But I still took the Maryland course, and it's always great to take a refresher course. You can take most of it online, but then you do have to go to the qualification day to shoot and to do shoot-don't-shoot exercises and things like that. So it's only one day on the range. But go online, look for Hunter Safety Education. It's probably a separate block at the DNR website. If you scroll down to the bottom or go to the hunting page, you'll see a block there for Hunter Safety Education. Take that course and go through that, and then all you need to do is find a place to hunt. That's the hardest part, not the course. There's plenty of public lands available. You can go to Gwynbrook, I believe, or call Gwynbrook during the day or have them send you information, or you can go on the website and see all the wonderful public hunting lands in Maryland. And they're always adding new lands. And there's some underutilized property if you decide you want to go somewhere, like places in Cecil County is very underutilized because people don't want to venture north from the city and go the northern eastern shore. They'd sooner go out, 3 hours out to western Maryland, where there's huge tracts of land out there as well. But, it might be a day trip for you, but there's certainly some good hunting on public lands.
What was that website you said?
Maryland DNR. Just type in MDDNR and it'll take you right to the page.
Okay.
Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
And there's a wealth of information there on both public lands and on the Hunter Safety Education course.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Let me know how you make out.
You can always
email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Fran. Happy New Year.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Fran.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Alan and Robert. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
To both of you. Congratulations on another addition to your family.
Oh, she's beautiful, Fran. Thank you.
I know she's going to be. In a couple of months, she's really going to look like something. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
No question.
So, at those baby clothes that they have in the store, I don't know who fits that 1 month and 2 month anymore.
Nobody.
Nobody's
baby that I know fits in those things.
No. You got to start out at 18 months with a newborn.
She looks like she's 3 months old already.
Uh-huh. But listen, this is what I want to say. I have two questions. One, I saw something on TV yesterday, and I was fascinated with how the shooting. The three-barrel shotgun, is that legal in Maryland?
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. It's like a gimmick, Fran. It's like a double-barrel muzzle loader, you know? Yeah, it really is.
It was shooting good. And
yeah, it's got to be heavy, though.
Three barrels are fascinating. I thought that is really good for home invasion.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great for that. That's for sure.
My second question is, at what temperature does it drop that I think is what, the iguanas? Is that the right word? They look like alligators, but they're not.
They get cold and they fall over.
Yeah,
they
are, because this year the temperature has changed, so they said they are falling out the trees and they're all over the place and can't move. And I thought that must look like the Twilight Zone in motion.
Yes, I can imagine.
I would like to see that.
I would like to see that myself.
My sister's down there now, and she said on their back porch yesterday it was 80 degrees and sunny.
80 degrees and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. Well, I won't hold you guys.
All right.
Good New Year.
Thank you to you.
All right.
Same to
Take
you.
It easy, Fran.
Take it easy, Fran. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Goucher College is what I was trying to think of for the
yes,
deer hunt. I don't know if
that.
They still hunt Goucher or not. So I don't know. Do we have somebody on the line? Let's see. Oh, there's the sheet. So
I'll print it out, and then you might want to
during the break.
The pack and play is moving across the floor.
Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. Well, let's do the break. We'll get that thing printed out, and we'll go from there. How's that sound? Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you just never use because you don't like the muss and the fuss and the wood and the cutting and the dirt and the smoke and all that stuff? Well, we used to have one, too. It was a big hole in the wall that just sucked the heat out of the room. And Robin and I fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 remote control gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Hearth America did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now is the perfect time to own that new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. By the way, they do have pellets for sale there, too. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace.
The iguanas down there need that. I got the answer for Fran. 50 degrees lethargic, 40 degrees fall out of trees. So if they had a heater from Backyard Billies, they would not have an issue.
Yeah, but I would sooner see the iguanas just laying on the ground, not moving. Me, personally. You're creepy looking. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest truck bedliner on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior and you own a pickup truck, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Throw a tree stand in there, tackle boxes, crab pots, tools. Your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway, 201 Wholesome Way. That's right beside the Marathon Station. In Glen Burnie, call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle with ValueGuard no rust protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner today. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They carry muzzleloaders, too. You might want to go check out the line of Thompson Center muzzleloaders if you're unsatisfied with whatever you're using right now. They also carry Browning Firearms, the Browning X-Bolt, bolt-action high-powered rifle. They also have the Hell's Canyon series of X-Bolts. That's right. They're set up with that Urban Arrow camo. They've got a DuraTouch finish, a Cerakote finish fluted Sporter barrel with threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and adjustable trigger. Selected calibers in the three different models of the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models. Then they carry the BAR in the Hell's Canyon Speed Motif, the Mark III. It's burnt bronze Cerakote finish, ATAX camo, composite shim adjustable stock, an Inflex recoil pad, and I will tell you there are a large selection of calibers for this auto-loading rifle, including Magnum and Short Magnum caliber. So check all that out at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle is the website. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop, and we'll be right back after this.
There'll be some fog to start off this weekend. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and center to the afternoon. Some mild temperatures with winds in from the west. The end result, a high today of 55, which is about 13 degrees above average. And then tonight, a cloudy sky. Rain will develop late with a low dropping down to 36. A wet and cooler end of the weekend on Sunday tomorrow with rain likely. A high temperature hitting 42 degrees. And then drier air will push in for the start of the week Monday with some breaks in the clouds at times at a high temperature in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You sent a little text here about iguanas. Is this from personal experience?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. A number of years ago.
You've eaten iguana?
Yes, I've eaten iguana a number of years ago. I can't remember exactly how long ago. Went to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And I'd been to this particular island before. And, it was a family get-together. And we went into a restaurant. And we're looking at the menu, and I looked at the waiter, and I said, "Is a manager on duty?" And he said, "Sure. Is everything okay?" I said, "Sure. Yeah, everything's fine." Manager came over to the table, and I said, "Look," I said, "I'm just wondering." I said, "Do you have anything off menu?" And he looked at me, and I said, I want to try something that everybody here on the island eats that you just can't find in a restaurant, but everybody eats it." And he said, "How would you like some iguana?" And I said, "Okay, I'll try it." And he said, "Now you have to understand," he said, "there's not a lot of meat to it." And he said, and it's like chicken or alligator or a few other meats that really don't have a whole lot of flavor, but they soak up the flavor of whatever sauce they're in. So mm-hmm. basically had iguana in a tomato-based sauce that was just out of this world.
Wow.
Yeah, I was picking a lot of bones out of my teeth. It was like trying to eat shad fish.
Oh, yeah.
Just constantly picking bones out. But it was good. And I think they in some places they call it chicken of the tree.
I have heard that.
Chicken of the tree. Robert, would you try that?
I just want you to see the numbers that came up.
Okay.
Those are them. That's just funny.
Okay.
Here you go.
You going to read the names?
As soon as I get to them, yep.
Okay. That sounds good. We have...
I would even try an iguana like that.
You would?
Uh-huh.
Have you had an alligator, Robin?
Yes.
Have you had conch?
Yes, I love conch fritters.
Yep, conch is good. I like alligator.
I like alligator.
I have, not to my knowledge, have I ever eaten iguana. Okay. But I'm willing to try anything once, you know? So I think Chris is monitoring some calls. We're going to go ahead and announce the winners.
I'm still working here.
You're still working? Okay. So here's how this worked. Everybody who's called in, whose name is on the list, gets a number assigned to their name. And then Robin goes on her phone with a random number generator. And whatever three numbers come up, first, second, third, that's the numbers we assign. So she has done that with the numbers. And now she's trying to go on the separate pages from each week. See, Chris takes a picture, then he texts the list that he's written your names down on. We print it out on our printer so that we have something to hold in our hand. It's a little bit of a process.
I got it.
You got it? Who are you going to announce first?
The hat.
Okay. The hat. Third
Bob
plate.
Burns.
Bob Burns won the hat.
Bob Burns won the hat.
Okay. Congratulations,
and
Bob.
Number 44 over here won the book, and that is Felix Mayer.
Okay. Good.
And then my birthday came up 13, and I don't know how to say the last name. It's Norman Caffelli? Philly?
Norman Cofield.
Cofield?
Mm-hmm.
That's who won the muzzleloader.
There you go.
Norman, you won.
Congratulations, Norman. Norman Cofield. Good. Good. We'll get in touch with those people and get those out to them. The book and the hat will be mailed, and I might hand deliver the muzzleloader, depending if he's in state.
It's a 410 number.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. And yes, John B., you're right. That song with the bug song wasn't a dog commercial. Yep, it is a funny little song, no question. Ain't No Bugs on Me.
I like that song.
That's a cute song. Yeah, and Chris came up with a good one, too.
I know.
Yep, I don't know if we'll play it this hour or not, but he came up with a good one. We like to find the unusual stuff and play it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Give me Hank Williams Jr. every break, and we'll go with that, you know. But some of these little funny songs are good, too, so... We're not all about serious stuff here, are we, Robin?
Who, us?
Yeah, who, us? So, do you think the calls will cease now?
Oh, yeah.
We've given them
That's
all
it. Nobody wants to talk to us anymore.
Nope.
Now, wait a minute now. Bruce just called in, and he's waiting to talk to you.
Oh, Bruce did. All right. Let's talk to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Good morning, Ellen. Good morning, Robin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, do you want us to put you in the muzzleloader contest for next October?
Yeah, I was going to say I'm your first loser.
Hey, look, I'm going to add it to the list for next October.
There you go. So what's up?
I just called to get in the muzzleloader contest, and I always like to hear you talk about rabbit hunting. I hear you much, you know, espouse your wisdom on that. Day like today, what do you think? I kind of think they'd hold tight on it. I don't have a dog, so I'm sticking by myself.
All right, well, it's wet, okay?
Right.
And there's nothing frozen, so they may hold tight. You may have to kick some brush piles if you don't have a dog. But try this. Are there any woods where you hunt?
There are, yes.
Go in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And walk slowly through the woods and look at the bases of the trees.
Okay.
Okay. You have no idea how many times when my mentor, my rabbit hunting mentor, would go in the woods with me, and he'd say, we didn't have a dog either, just two of us.
Right.
And, you know, he's kicking hollow logs, and the crazy thing about the guy, we had a lot of strip mines and a lot of timbered out areas where the trees were hollow, and the rabbits would hold in the hollow trees in the woods, and he'd go through there with his double barrel 12 gauge with no trigger guard, and he carried a thing under his arm, and he just tapped the hollow trees with his barrel of his gun to get the rabbits to move. Me, I'm all over the place. I'm a teenager. I'm looking in the holes. I got a stick and that type of thing. I'm just,
right.
You know, but try the woods. Just give it a shot anyway and see what happens if you get in the woods where it's not too wet, a little higher ground, okay?
All right.
The other thing would be fallow field. If you find any fields that have, that are fallow, that have the foxtails and stuff that are overgrown, that they're now blown over now. That's another good place. Or a grown over hay field that didn't get the third cut. Something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to kick the brush piles, you can kick the brush piles. And without a dog, it's nearly impossible to do the fence lines and hedgerows and stuff like that. But, you know, you always give it a shot.
Yeah, that's what we do. You know, we're not very successful, but, you know, kick or two every time we go hunting and just a shot, a chance or two.
Yeah.
And we know where the holes are, and as soon as we kick them up, especially on the second kick, they're going right for the hole.
Oh, yeah, they go for the groundhog holes in a heartbeat. Yep.
Yep, yep.
Have you ever shot one that got down a groundhog hole?
No, I haven't. At least I don't know I have.
I mean, wounded one and saw it go down a hole? No?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we used to do that. We used to have groundhogs on the property I lived on up in Pennsylvania, and it was just full of briars. I mean, the briars would just tear you up. You got to wear brush pants and stuff. And we kick a rabbit out. I shot one time, and I knew I hit it, saw the fur fly, and it got down a groundhog hole. So I simply cut a piece of a briar about 4 feet long, stuck down the hole, and twisted it. Because I could feel the rabbit, I twisted it and got in his fur and extracted him from the groundhog hole.
Yeah, there's an old country music song that talks about a guy losing a rabbit in the hole. He didn't even have a gun.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
Or you could do like my buddy Bob over here in on the Maryland Delaware line. He's got a red tail hawk.
Oh, nice! I always wanted to do that.
Yep. Well,
I got a buddy from Mexico. He said, Bruce, you get me a hawk, I can train it. I used to do that down in Mexico. I'll train it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Rosie's the name of the hawk. And I'll tell you what, I get pictures every now and then. I got a video the other day of Rosie with a rabbit. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
We definitely want to experience that this year. So maybe after deer season. Well, good luck out there.
Thanks, Alan.
Take care now. Happy New Year.
Bye bye.
Ronald.
Good morning, Alan and Mrs. Robin. Happy New Year to you guys. And congratulations to you.
Well, thank you so much.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
How about you?
Have a nice New Year's.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Miss Roof is along.
All righty.
Good morning to Miss Roof as well. Oh, she got me last week, Alan.
She got you?
Yeah, she got me last week, too, when you told me to go ahead and do something with her there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's going fine and everything there. But y'all got a big baby. Y'all got a big baby there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
9 pounds and 3 ounces or something.
Yeah, 9'3".
9'3". She's a big girl.
Yep.
Ooh.
Happy to have her. Happy to have her have, you know, 10 fingers and 10 toes and a big smile on her face already.
All right. Well, y'all take care. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Great New Year.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you today. And if any of our winners happen to be out there, we'd love to hear from them as well. So, and we'll be contacting you later during the weekend. It might be later today. It might be tomorrow. We're really kind of busy today, but, you know, we'll make time to call you and make sure we get your address so we can send you the stuff or deliver the stuff to you. How about that? So, Robin?
Yeah.
Anything else going on over there on your side of the couch?
No, I'm watching somebody dance on the monitor.
You're watching our baby dance on the monitor?
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Well, he's a good dancer, I know that, especially when you're feeding him. I'm not sure what that is when he gets to a certain point. I guess he's almost finished or he's telling us he's full or something. Can't tell you what it is. But that boy can dance, can he?
Yes, he can.
Yep, he sure can. So, mercy. How about that? Well, Joe's full of them today. Let's see. Iguanas. Overpopulation of iguanas. Not good. Let's see. Do we have...
Man, you started something with these iguanas, girl.
I know. How about that?
I tell you, some iguana falls and hits me in the head because it's cold. That would be the end of me.
That'd be the end of you, especially one of those four-footers. So, hey, honey, are you going to tell me what my New Year's resolutions are this today or tomorrow so I can get started on it?
Uh-huh.
You are?
I got them written down.
I don't have any of my own. Robin tells me what they are. That's pretty funny.
The proverbial honey-do list.
No.
Hey, Chris, remember.
I don't know.
Chris, remember, if you're going to quit any bad habits,
uh-huh.
Nobody likes a quitter, man. Just remember that.
Okay.
All right. So, what?
I resolve to get more sleep.
You resolve to get, yeah. You will get a week's worth tomorrow morning if you decide to sleep in.
So. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Lots to do. So that boy keeps us busy, doesn't he? I told Robin all she needs to do is get him another toy with like 40 moving parts.
It's not moving parts.
Or 40 pieces. Yeah. What did you buy him the other day? What is that thing?
Which one?
The thing in the plastic thing with all the food in it.
To go with his kitchen we haven't given him for Christmas yet.
Oh.
We bought him a kitchen for Christmas. One of those little kitchens they can work on food and
yeah,
do
one
all
of those
that
Fisher
stuff.
Price kitchens?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like
very
that.
Very similar.
Yeah.
And because we didn't have Christmas, we haven't given it to him yet. But I got him the food to go with it, and it has distributed itself across the back room floor.
Yes, little plastic fish and chicken legs and...
I heard Alan scream last night. He said, I stepped on a piece of cheese. I did.
Oh, it's got avocado with two halves. Of course, it has to have two halves to the avocado, you know.
I love how they have soy milk and organic.
Soy milk, organic milk. Yeah, no thanks. That'll go away quick. So,
wait till he brings Lego in the house.
Nah, he can put that in his house.
Now, Grandma likes building Legos, too, though.
Okay, we'll get you the four-piece set. Yes. You can build a block.
Yeah, step on those in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no thanks, Chris.
No, hearing him step on a piece of cheese was bad enough. Yeah.
Well, it's better than stubbing your toe on the corner of a sofa.
Done that, too.
He stubs his toe on the high chair.
I stub my toe on the high chair.
Man. No matter how many times he has walked around it in a year.
Well,
he will trip over the high chair.
The thing has these extensions on the legs so it doesn't move.
Doesn't tip over.
Doesn't tip over or anything like that. I mean, it's like it's this wide base, and then it's got these extensions on the bottom of the legs. And you just don't see them all the time.
Because I've had a hip replacement and a knee replacement, I always look where I'm walking.
Uh-huh.
I don't take any chances of tripping over something. Alan refuses to look down.
Men don't look down. I learned that when I worked retail. Do you know that? If you want a man to buy something, you need to put it on a shelf at his eye level. If you want a woman to buy something, you put it on a shelf down by her knees.
When
because
you get
a woman,
older, if you don't want to break a hip, you look down.
A woman will look down at different items. She'll go through the whole inventory below waist level. But a man, if you want him to buy something, you need to put it right there at eye level so he sees it.
Too.
Yep. Yep.
And that's why if you go into a grocery store and you take a look at eye level, the
yep.
most expensive items are right at eye level.
Exactly.
Because that's what they want you to get.
Exactly.
And also when you're out in the field, you don't want to look down. You want to focus on that target that's about 100 yards away. You don't want to take your eye off that target.
That's true. And look, when I drive, for the most part, I'm looking 500 feet ahead.
I'm going to say something, but I'm not.
I know what you're going to say, but don't say it. But no, when I drive so much, I'm constantly looking ahead for something that's coming. And I'm checking my mirrors all the time, too. I mean, it's all...
That's why he runs into stuff 5 feet in front of him. I couldn't help myself.
How just about we take our break now?
You just had to get that in, didn't you? Just had to get that in. So did you see the message from your son-in-law?
No, I did not.
Oh, you need to look at that because it's very apropos.
Oh, no, thank you. He's been sleeping on a hospital windowsill.
Yes.
Since Tuesday.
Since Tuesday. Well, you know, the weather's not that cold. You can still take a look in your backyard, and despite the dead grass and the lack of leaves and all that stuff back there, you can still imagine what you can put in your backyard, and that's why we're going to talk about backyard
billies.
You can dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. And you know what? It's spring will be here quicker than you think. So why not stop by and see the huge selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, outside bars, things that will dress up your deck. It can all be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, and grandparents' swing sets. Did I say swing sets for grandparents to take a look at Backyard Billies? Did I mention swing sets?
Yes.
Did I? Okay. Storage sheds. Storage sheds at Backyard Billies. At the backyard of Backyard Billies. That's where you're going to find that stuff.
They have a grills, right?
Huh?
They have grills.
Yeah, I've been only talking about them for like a year.
I know that.
Pellet
I was wondering. I know. I want to check and see if they have one of those things like Kristen got this week.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
We'll check that out. So we'll check that out. So you'll find, did I say swing sets? Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's, he has a huge showroom. You can check out the barbecue grills, as you asked, by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Another part of that business is called Hearth America. You can visit them over the website, backyardbillies.com, or call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, Backyard Billies, and Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look just great. No question about it. So Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, fishing season is right around the corner, and you might want to stop by, get your fishing license. If you don't want to do it online, stop by and visit the folks there, see some of the tackle that's in the store. And I will tell you folks something very, very interesting here. Fishing tackle has been in as a low of supply in the chain as ammunition. Rods and reels and tackle and lures have been tough to come by. But fishing season's here. I mean, it's right around the corner. We're going to have perch here anytime. We're going to have trout season coming in March. So you might want to take one of these winter days, these winter weekends, and stop by Clyde Sports Shop, take a look at all the fishing tackle, and see what you might need for the upcoming year. That's at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. For fishing tackle, for rod and reel repair, for new line being put on your spools, and all that stuff, all the services at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSports.com is the website. Two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days a week, and you'll be glad you did. So you will. Now I've got to, there it is. I have my scripts all mixed up in front of me so I can speak intelligently about the businesses that support the radio show. And one of those are the two Linex dealers, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex. Alan Ellis here. That's me. I talk about Linex, and I'm speaking on their behalf. Linex spray-on bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, like I've had in my last three or four trucks. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what gear or tools or accessories you put in there, whether it's a tree stand or a tackle box, a crab pot, a crabbing gear, a trot line, or any kind of tools from, you know, plumbers to electricians to farmers, your Linex bed liner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. That's Jack Carver's in charge. He's at 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Give Bobby Hawkins a call at 410-487-6405. That phone number for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear, accessories, and even protect your vehicle with Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on bed liner and truck gear today. We'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a-hunt. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a hunt. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door.
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar. Then Miss Mousy let him in,
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousy let him in, Then Miss Mousy let him in, and away they courted, it was a sin, He took Miss Mousy right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousy, would you marry me,
We're waiting with anticipation for the answer, aren't we?
Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says,
don't know about that, but believe to my soul, you have to ask Uncle Rat,
All right, well, that's enough. Let's see, who we got? Anybody on the line there, Uncle Chris?
No, sir.
Nobody on
we
the
don't
line?
Have anybody.
Oh, man. What are we going to talk about for a few minutes?
I don't know. How about have you seen any good recipes? Have you found any new recipes recently about some game?
I got a good one for iguana.
Tell me about it.
Well, you take pineapple juice and teriyaki sauce or teriyaki and pineapple juice. You put it in a skillet and you add a bunch of brown sugar to it and you cook it down to make a nice sauce and then you dip your iguana in there.
And then you give it to the dog.
No.
No.
No. Teriyaki and pineapple, man. Brown sugar, that's a good sauce. No question.
That sounds like it'd be good on some rabbit or chicken.
Oh, it's wonderful on game. No question. No question. I use, instead of pineapple juice, I use V8 sometimes. Teriyaki, V8, and brown sugar. Let that cook down, and then put your meat in last and cook it in there for a little bit, and then it coats it, and you have a beautiful, sweet little dressing there.
That so sounds really good.
It is good. V8 and teriyaki and brown sugar, or pineapple juice and teriyaki and brown sugar. I guess you could use orange juice, too, if you wanted to. Any kind of fruit or vegetable flavored base, you know, the base is the juice or the V8, and then the teriyaki is added. You can throw a little Worcestershire sauce in there too if you want. So
yeah, take out some of the sweetness.
Yeah, it would. We made ham and cabbage soup this week.
That was really good.
That was pretty good. Yeah. So.
That was really good.
Yep, good stuff. Yeah.
What kind of cabbage soup?
Ham and cabbage.
Oh, ham and cabbage soup. Okay.
Yeah,
we bought a can of stewed tomatoes.
Yeah, we bought a butt, which is basically the shoulder blade.
Mm-hmm.
And we cooked that, roasted that in the oven, and then carved off most of the meat, left the bone, and threw a few chunks of the ham in there with cabbage and celery and
it was better than eating it just plain because it was dry this time.
What?
The ham.
The ham was dry. I think we overcooked a little bit. I used the recommendations on the label. Yeah.
Well, what do they know?
Exactly. Yeah, 35, 40 minutes a pound, that's too much.
Exactly. It'll dry out.
At 325,
it's
yeah.
It's already cooked,
yeah.
And it was...
Yeah, it's already cooked.
You, so.
You,
it
you just need to heat it up enough just to take the cold off. And
yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. You don't want to overcook it.
Well, they tell you need an internal temperature, you know, on the labels, and I'm thinking it's already cooked. You know, you could eat it cold, just slice it off the bone
the way it is.
The
same as everything nowadays. CYA.
CYA?
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
If you touch the iron, you're going to burn your hand.
That was a song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What, you're going to burn your hand?
No, CYA.
Oh.
You did a little dance to it?
Almost. YMCA.
YMCA.
Oh. Okay. CYA.
No, we know dancing's not your forte.
Yeah, I'd be the masked dancer, the guy that stands up there and shuffles his feet. They'd say, oh, I know who that is. That's a basketball player.
There you go.